Welcome to Soundtrack Telling. I am Captain Kirk, your host, and I am absolutely thrilled that you have let me be a part of your day. It is Wednesday, and that means you are halfway there. The weekend is getting just a little bit closer, and that means you are getting closer to some rest and relaxation. At least I hope so. For a while, I was wondering if I should change the name of this show from Soundtrack Telling to
The Soundtrack Zone.
It seemed to roll off my tongue easier and sounded kind of cool. But the more I thought about it, the more I preferred to keep the name of my show, Soundtrack Telling. You see, Soundtrack Telling is more than just playing music from movies, TV shows, and video games. It is a form of storytelling. It's a way to ignite your imagination to a world that only you can visit. Sometimes I tell stories with music. Sometimes I give a movies or a TV show or video game review. And other times I play soundtracks for your imaginational enjoyment. And yes, I just made up that word, imaginational. Today, I'm going to do my best to play a story for you using only soundtrack music. So for the next 2 hours, I will put together music that has a beginning, a middle, a climax, and an end. No words will be used during those times so that your brain, your mind's eye, has plenty of room to make a story for itself. So without further ado, let's get this story rolling.
Thank you.
That was Elsa and Anna from the movie Frozen by Christoph Beck. And before that, in the order that you heard, was Concerning Hobbits from The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring by Howard Shore. Visit to the Zoo from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone by John Williams. And The Dragon Book from How to Train Your Dragon by John Powell. If you haven't figured it out already, I love stories. In fact, every once in a while, I read a story to you and put some music to it. Even one of my first episodes, not only did I add music to it, but I added some sound effects to it also. So I might do that again in the future. But sometimes I need some help getting some stories, and that is where you come in. Yes, I would like to place your story on this show. I have a couple of requests, however. First, your story needs to be short. No more than 5 minutes. If you need to, like, read it in front of a mirror or something, like a speech, and time it out, go ahead. I don't care. Whatever you need to do to let me know that it's less than 5 minutes. Second, correct grammar and punctuation is highly recommended. And thirdly, your story needs to be appropriate. It needs to be age appropriate, you know, like G-rated. That's the goal. This is a family program, and if any stories are given to me that go beyond that, just so you know, your story will not be read. Okay, so now that the ground rules have been laid out, send it to me via Facebook at Jim R. Kirk. You might even see Captain Kirk on there. There's a picture of Iron Man. That's me. Not really Iron Man. I wish it was, but it's not. You won't see a picture of me at all. You'll see a picture of Iron Man. So in the near future, I might set up an email account so you can just email me your story instead of putting it on Facebook. That might be easier. But until then, please use Facebook. Thank you. That was Nocturne from Tron Legacy by Daft Punk. Before that, of course, in the order that you heard it, was Distant Horizons from Skyrim by Jeremy Soule, and then Lucy Meets Mr. Tumnus from The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It is nearing the bottom of the hour, so it's time for a break. Go get some coffee, if you need to, anyways. Better yet, go get a smoothie. It's better for you, and frankly, I think it tastes better, and will offer you more energy for the day. Anyways, just make sure you bring one back for me. Thank you.